Hallelujah. Oh, see, he's picking me up. I'm way over here. See?
Yeah.
He's backpacking back there.
What pocket will bother you less?
Oh, you can just put it in. These are deep. You can put them.
Right, they're big old deep. In there. And you can put that in there.
Yeah. Matthew 24. And one verse I want to read, and then we'll talk about this chapter a little bit, and we'll go on and see what the Lord gives us. Matthew 24, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came unto him privately, that's Jesus, they were saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? Hallelujah. Matthew 24, just a couple things there. It talks about the destruction of the temple, foretold, as you all know, about at the end of Christ being predicted. And I know we've talked about this chapter, and we will talk about this chapter more, and I believe we'll be talking about this chapter when the Lord comes. Amen?
Amen.
And the conditions in the last age, that's what I'm looking at here. The conditions in the last age. Let's stop right there and let's look at these verses. There's 10 or 12 verses here talking about the last age, the last days, I believe, and this is that age. Signs of the last days. We're living in those days that Jesus prophesied when he was here on earth. These days have come, and while some are singing, these are the days of Elijah, but are also in the world we see, these are the days of Noah and the days of Sodom and Gomorrah.
That's right, amen.
Watch the news and see what you see. We're not living in days of goodness and mercy in the world. We're living in days of corruption. And it's horrible out there. And I have to tell you, if someone says, well, I don't see it, then they're like the ostrich that sticks its head in the sand.
That's right.
And ignores it. And we have a lot of people, and we've got a lot of, I believe, teachers and preachers and maybe even evangelists. And I'm an evangelist, and we have men like me that need to be alert and be aware that we need to get out there and preach the gospel and preach the cross of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because there's no way that you can get the rest of this if you don't have the cross. If you don't have the blood, you're certainly not going to get the baptism. So let's start with the blood of Jesus. Amen? Let's get saved. And then we'll get filled with the Holy Ghost. 2 Timothy 3:1 talks about perilous times. We're living in those times right now. Peter says, he's the apostle here, he's warning us of the last days. And he's talking about the world that was destroyed by a flood. And if you go into the scripture, he talks about that, and he talks about the world is now preserved for a day of burning.
Amen.
My Lord, think about that. Burning with fire. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall mount with fervent heat. Why, the earth is going to be burned up. Thank God the church isn't here. But I tell you today, if you're going to be here, if you're not right with God today, if you're listening to this message, and you don't know if you're going to be saved and sealed by the Holy Spirit, if there's doubt in your mind, you need to be aware that as I am speaking about this message and speaking about the coming of the Lord and speaking about those things in the last days, that you need to prepare your heart, for thy God will come.
Amen.
He said he will come again, and he will come again.
Yeah.
Now, I got to tell you that we looked at some scriptures, and I'm going to look back in Revelation, a couple churches there. And I know we always pick on that church, the church of Laodicea. It's the last day church.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, it's there. And it's there big time. And I tell you, you look at that church and you see half-hearted people in church. You see indifference within its pews. You see formalism standing behind pulpits.
Amen.
There's no power to their ministry. And if you want to know the truth, it's all about the almighty dollar. It's all about how much we can get, how many people we got. There's churches today that's being advertised, that's being seen on national television by Larry King. Let's say it like it is. He interviews these evangelists, and they talk about the tens and the 20,000s of people that come. And I hope that all these people that are coming, I hope they all know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, because it's going to be a hot spot for that preacher if he doesn't preach the gospel.
That's right.
I don't care if you're preaching in somebody's old garage or some used fire company, or if you're preaching institution in some place where they played the basketball, you know, professional basketball. Brother Fox, you're getting close to the truth. You better believe I am. Because if we don't preach the truth, we're going to be held accountable.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I'm going to preach the truth today. I'm preaching the truth to you. Listen to this here. This self-righteous one certain person in the Scripture in Luke 18. I looked at him. You know, he's the Pharisee. The Pharisee. You see him today. The Pharisee and the publican.
Yep.
You know, I've discovered this. That Pharisee prayed 34 words. 34 words to the publican 7. And if you want my opinion, this is what it is. The Pharisee, I believe, is judged. He's judged already. And the publican is justified.
That's right.
Justified. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I feel the Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This Pharisee prayed. He trusted in himself. This is self-centered religion. That's all it is. And we got that stuff today. In fact, that kind of stuff, there's people running here to these secret orders. They're going to the Masons. They're going to this lodge, that program. They think it's going to save them. That stuff's going to take you to hell.
Amen.
You might go to hell a lot quicker going there. Because you got just enough truth to get you in a lot of trouble. So hear the truth today. I want you to know that Jesus is speaking. He says, come to me. Repent. You know, I looked at that church. My goodness. Laodicea church. And it says there in the Scripture, what is it, Revelation 3:20, it says that, behold, they said that the Lord stands at the door and knocks. And I was thinking, why is he knocking? And the truth is that the church has put him out.
That's right.
They've thrown him out. They don't want Jesus in the church.
Amen.
They don't want the name Jesus to be spoken.
That's right.
No. They've got lots of gods. They've got gods from the Middle East to the China and into Tibet. Hello. You know what I'm talking about. They've got gods all over coming into this country.
Yeah.
We've got truth. And we're sending them away with the blessing of their gods. We need to tell them that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. But you need some preachers to get down there in Washington and go in that hall instead of saying one of those pharisaical prayers. They need to stand up and preach the gospel to these people that's coming over here. Hallelujah. Amen. And then I believe God would do something. I don't believe we would have the trouble that we have with people over there not understanding our message, thinking we're half-hearted, and we are, and thinking we've got many religions, and we do. We need to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. You know, it says in the last days, the Corinthian writer, Galatian writer says that they will come preaching another Jesus, hallelujah. They'll come with another gospel. They'll come with another spirit. It's happening right now. It's happening right now in America. I believe it very much. It's dangerous, very dangerous times. Hallelujah. Well, Brother Fox, you're pretty hard on us today. I know I'm pretty hard, but I'm going to keep on going because I'm going to preach this. The cross! This really bothers me. Man, this had me fired up. Glory to God. The cross is sitting between two flower arrangements. The cross is hanging someplace between two candles. The Lord Jesus Christ wasn't crucified between two candles. He was crucified between two thieves. Hallelujah. And out in the hill where nobody, there was no church about it. He was out away from the church. Hallelujah. Because the church didn't want him.
Right.
Just like Revelation 3:20. They put him out. He can't get back in. He's been trying to get back into church. He can't get in the local church. In fact, he can't get in the Pentecostal church any longer.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They're preaching another religion.
Right.
The Almighty Dollar is their God.
Right.
The more we can get, the more I have, the better my people are. Well, here we go back to the Pharisee. Here we go back to the poor publican. I'm going to stay with the publican. I'm going to preach the gospel that reached that publican. Amen? Hallelujah. There's going to be a shaking. We had a message and it talked about the last day revival. Listen, the church needs a Holy Ghost shaking. We need the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. Watch this now. Hallelujah. We need the Word of God to be preached. Psalms 19:8. The commandments of the Lord is pure. Hallelujah. Enlightening the eyes. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:18 says, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened. The spirit man. You've got to preach the gospel so the spirit man, the inner man, is touched and he changes. And that's 1 John 2:27. It takes the anointing by the anointed one, Jesus Christ. Oh yes, the church of Laodicea It said your eyes need some eye salve. You know why? Because they can't see the lost and the dying and the hopeless around us. Hallelujah. They've got another message. But we need that eye salve. We need that anointing on our eyes so we can go out and preach repentance. Amen? Yes. Glory to God. Well, Romans 15:16. Sanctified by the Holy Ghost. Our hearts need to be pure and cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Our minds, we need the mind of Christ. We need joy, mercy, and grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But let me just share this thought here.
All right.
Hallelujah. 1 Peter 4:17. If judgment will begin, where is it going to begin?
The house of God.
The house of God. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin there, think of when it comes into the world. Amen?
Amen.
And the righteous... Amen. And the righteous are found sinning and were judged. Imagine about the rest of the deal. I'm going to show you the rest of the deal here in a little bit. But Christians living in the Word, we need to be teaching and preaching sound doctrine. The Word of God that brings conversion of a soul. The conduct of lives means something. Conduct and behavior doesn't change unless the anointing of God touches a man's heart. And makes a difference through the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I was first serving the Lord, you know, they knew me one way and I was another. And that's just how quick it happened. And they said to me, how did you stop doing all this? When did you stop telling all those stories you used to tell? In fact, you don't listen to them stories no more. No, them stories aren't in me. Hallelujah. I've got the old story, hallelujah, of Jesus and His love. Glory. Hallelujah. That's the story I have. And the rest of your stories is hay, wood, and stubble. So don't even bring them around. And they used to get mad at me. I wouldn't listen to their stuff. Hallelujah. Oh, give attendance. Don't listen to that junk, but give attendance to exhortation, doctrine, spiritual gifts, prayer, intercession. Yes. And I refuse to speculate about the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I know that He has given me power to war a good warfare. Hallelujah. I know that we can live in peace, but we need to be builders of this faith. The Bible says, the Scripture says, when the Lord comes, is He going to find faith on this earth? Hallelujah. I hope so. There's going to be a lot of people that expected to go to heaven are going to be staying here and eventually going to hell. Or maybe losing their head. So it's a pretty strong word that you've got to have faith in Jesus Christ. And you've got to be walking that faith and talking that faith. As we continue on. Hallelujah. Let me just share here. I'm coming to the end. Let me just share this part. I thought of something as I was looking at the Scripture. I thought of something that I've read before. And the vision of the glorified Christ. And I said, you know, I've always got excited about Christ. And when you see Him in that vision, that's kind of for the church. But I said, wait a minute, I missed it. Somebody else wrote something, and one of the commentaries, and got my mind alert, and I see there's judgment in that chapter there in Revelation 1. When it talks about the vision of the glorified Christ, we're also talking about judgment. John the Revelator was talking about judgment. Now watch. In closing, watch this. I'll expound this. Revelation 1:13. We see Him clothed with a garment down to His foot. This is a royal garment. But this is a judicial attire. This is a judge. This is a judge. This is the judge who will judge all things. Wow. That's what I said. Glory to God. And then I looked at Revelation 1:13 and I saw the golden girdle. And here we see the judicial character of one that's girded with gold. Hallelujah. There's deity. Amen. We see the judge, the church, who is going to, I believe, come before the Lord Jesus Christ. But nothing like the day of vengeance when Jesus stands before the goats of the nations, the goat nations. Hallelujah. The ones that rejected Him. The ones that had other gods. The ones that totally rejected that message. Let me go to Revelation 1:14. His head, His hair like wool. That's wisdom. White hair. You know, that's the Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. That's the wisdom to judge. And I tell you, Christ, I believe, is going to be able to do that job because He is the one that's coming and standing in that great attire, hallelujah. As I said, it's a judicial attire, hallelujah.
Amen.
Revelation 1:14, His eyes is a flame of fire, burning fire, the penetrating right in, the power to read the secrets of the heart, to bring out the hidden things and put light on those things that was done in darkness.
Yeah.
He's going to judge all things. Hallelujah. Revelation 1:15, His feet was like fine brass, burning in a furnace. Brass typifies what? Judgment. Hallelujah. The brazen serpent in the wilderness. Think about that. Jesus will tread the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of God. Hallelujah. Glory. Going to come and judge all things.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Revelation 1:15. The voice, that sound of that voice of many waters. Oh, I tell you, when He speaks, and all rise. Hallelujah. The judge comes out of his chambers and sits down in his attire in that chair. Hallelujah. Oh, we best hear now. Listen what the Lord's saying. Listen to the prophet. Listen to the Word of God. In closing, Revelation 1:16. Out of His mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. This is the Word of God. Hebrew 4:12. His countenance bright, the sun shining. That's His strength. Hallelujah. That's what we see when He was transfigured there with Moses, who brought the Ten Commandments to Israel and the statutes. And He too was all bright and shining when He came down off of that mountain and He brought the what? The law to judge Israel. Hallelujah. Today, the judge will stand before you. Today, He'll stand before you. Because what's the Bible say? Yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the same. Hallelujah. There's no difference in time. There's no clock in heaven with hands on it. Hallelujah. Other than I believe the time when the Lord's supposed to come. And I believe the bell will ring. And I believe the angels will rise. All rise. And I think things are going to happen. And the Lord will come in power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I tell you, until then, the judge stands before, spiritually speaking. We're doing these things and we're living a different life. And we think that no one sees us. Well, He is watching us. And He is writing down everything that's going on. The Bible says the books will be open one day.
Amen.
And we will stand before Him. Hallelujah. Brother Fox, will you stand before Him? Yes, I will. I will stand before Him for this message that I preached. I will stand before Him if I preach you a message and don't walk in it. Hallelujah.
Right.
And don't behave right. Hallelujah.
Right.
So the Word, that's why it's a double-edged sword, Pastor Evans, because it swings out and it cuts the unbeliever and it comes back and takes a whack at the believer that's preaching it. Hallelujah. It's a double edge. And that's why when you're preaching, a lot of times you get convicted yourself. Hallelujah. Let us bow our heads at this time and let's pray. Oh God, we just pray, Lord, that as we have brought this message about judgment, Lord, I am not here to judge anybody, but I know that this Word, I know, tells us that there's one coming to judge. And now we need to let the Word judge us, so one day when we stand before the Lord, that we will not be judged, oh God, and sent into an eternal lake of fire. We will not go into that fire that's talked about. I believe as even that angel shall take the devil down in and put him in that lake of fire. One day, God, I know that the fire has not been prepared for us. It's been prepared for the devil and his angels. So I ask, Lord, that we would escape it right now. How do we escape it? Calling on Jesus. Call on Jesus right now. Say, Lord, Lord, I don't want to go to hell. Lord, I don't want to be judged like that. I don't want all those things to be brought out of the closet. All them skeletons that's rattled in there. I don't want all that stuff to be brought out. Lord, I ask right now, forgive me now, Lord. You said as far as the east is from the west that You would take our sins. That's every one of us. Said. So I ask out there in radio land right now that those I believe that are hearing this message, I believe that are being moved by the Spirit, will call on the Lord, they will be saved. And I praise You and thank You today for the salvation and the message that You've given me. In Jesus' name, amen.